Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Mesechtes Mais Rosheni, Perik. Gimel, Mishnah Yud Gimel. So we learned earlier, if you want to separate Truma from one jug on the others after you sealed them, no. You're going to have to separate from each jug of wine separately. You can't separate from one on the other. If they're open, then you can separate from one on the other. Well, what if I already sealed them and I want to separate Truma from one on the other? Can I just open it now? Say the B'Shamay, no. Once you seal them and you want to separate from one on the other, Mefatech, you have to open it, Uma'ara Lagas, and pour it all back into the wine press. Now it's called all one and you can take from one on the other. Well, Basil, I mean, the Basil say, no, Mefatech, just open it. You have to pour it back into the wine press. Just like we said to start with, they were never sealed. You can take Truma from one on the other, that's called Min HaMoikiv together. So here too, if you sealed it, all you have to do is unseal it. The Mishami hold, once you sealed it, they become separate entities, and the only way to make it all one again, so you can take from one on the other, is to pour it back into the wine press. Okay, so this is like a separate Mishnah. Let's consider this the end of the Mishnah. Now we go on to something else. We learned in the previous Mishnah. Now we're talking back about the halachis of Mais Rosheni. We learned that if I pour tavel wine into jugs, seal the jugs, then I say, this wine is Mais Rosheni. Not only is the wine Mais Rosheni, but the jug also gets the kiddush of Mais Rosheni. Zak the Mishnah b'med var mamurim, when do we say that the kiddush of Mais Rosheni is chal also on the jug? If indeed you declared it Mais Rosheni only after it was inside and sealed. Dafka b'makoyim shedarkan limkar sesumis. Only in a place where the derech is for the seller to sell closed barrels of wine. In other words, if you come in to buy wine, you buy a jar of wine, a jug of wine, a barrel of wine. Avul bot b'makoyim in a place shedarkan where the derech of the seller is limkar psuchais. It's like you don't get a free bag over here. You don't get a free jar. You have to bring your own jar and you take the wine out of open barrels. Lo yotze kan kan l'chol. Now, in order to understand how to properly teach the words of this Mishnah, I need you to come back with me to Perik Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. Turn back to Perik Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. And I want to start from the middle of the Mishnah. Chazar is always a good thing. From the words kadayayin sesumas. Okay, turn back to Perik Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, middle of the Mishnah. Here I am in Yerushalayim, I have money of Mais Rosheni, and I am purchasing kadayayin jugs of wine sesumas that are closed. Zakt de Mishnah. Mokim, if it is a place, shedarkan, where it is the derech, limacher of those that sell wine, to sell sesumas, closed jugs of wine. So the din is, yotza kankan l'chulim. What happens is, there is no need for me to sell the jug and to take that money and use it to buy Mais Rosheni food. Rather, I say, the jug was part of the wine. When I bought this, I bought only wine. I am buying a jug. I'm not buying a jug. Jug comes along with the wine. If the derech over here is not to send along the bottle with the wine or the jug with the wine, and I'm buying wine in a jug, so I'm taking my Sersheni money, and I'm buying wine, and I'm buying a jug. Can you buy a jug with my Sersheni money? No, you can't. My Sersheni money can only be used for food, drink, or smearing it onto yourself. So that was a misuse of my Sersheni money. You're going to have to take that jug, sell it, or return it, and somehow get back the money you spent for the jug and use it for my Sersheni food. But if it's a place where the derech is, whenever you sell wine, you sell it in the jug. So even though I use Mais Rosheni money to purchase the wine in the jug, I look at it like I purchased wine. The jug just comes along. And the jug I can use for chulin. Now, for that very same reason, in our case, here I'm not in Yerushalayim. I'm not buying this with money of Mais Rosheni. I don't have any money yet of Mais Rosheni. All I have is tevel wine in a steel jug. And I declare this wine Mais Rosheni. If it's a place where the derech is, that the jug automatically comes along with the wine, so when I declare the wine Mais Rosheni, that means wine and a jug. So the jug has in it kiddushas Mais Rosheni. So again, Bamed Varma Murim, when do we say that If you pour wine into a jug, seal it, and then say this wine is Maaser Sheni money. Did I say the jug automatically comes along with it and it's Maaser Sheni? That's B'makom Shedarkan Limker Stumais, where normally you sell closed bottles of wine. You don't buy wine separately and you come along with your own jar. You get the wine and the jar. So it's all one thing. Just like if I was in Yerushalayim, because it's one thing. It's not called like I bought a jar separately, I bought just the wine. Here too, that I'm outside of Yerushalayim, when I say the wine is Maaser Sheni, the jug comes along with it, because the jug is part of the wine. Aval, but, b'makayin, if this is a place shedarken, where it is the derech of the people who sell wine, limkar, to sell pisuchais, out of open jugs, you just come along with your own barrel and take the wine. So if you were in Yerushalayim, and you came into such a place where normally you come with your own jug, and you buy wine in a jug, that means you took the Maaser Sheni money, and you bought wine and a jug with it. Lo yatzakan kan lechulin. You have to get that Maaser Sheni money off the jug. You have no right to buy a jug with it. You're going to have to either return the jug, or take the money that was spent for the jug, figure out how much money went for the jug, and use that to eat regular Maaser Sheni food. But for that very same reason, if you're outside of Yerushalayim and you poured the wine in, tevel wine, sealed the jug, and then you said the wine inside should be Maaser Sheni wine, the jug does not become Maaser Sheni wine. Because in this place, you look at the wine and the jug separately. When you buy wine, it does not come along with the jug. And the Mele, the Kedusha of Maaser Sheni, even though when you declared that Maaser Sheni was already inside and sealed, but it only goes on the wine, not on the jug. Zakt abe the Mishnah Vayit. Aval bad bimkoyim shedarkan, where the derech is of those that sell wine. Limkar, to sell psuchais, they don't sell wine in a jug, bottle, barrel, whatever. You bring your own keli, and you take the wine out of their open kelim. So if you were to buy with Maaser Sheni money, yayin chulin, in closed bottles with Maaser Sheni money in Yerushalayim, in this case we would say, what you do? Whatever you spent for this wine, part of that money went for the jug, because the jug is normally not included. And you're not allowed to buy jugs with Maaser Sheni money. You still have to deal with this money. You're going to have to take the value of that jug and eat something, purchase with that money something that you could eat with the Kiddush of Maaser Sheni. Or return the jug and take back the money and buy Maaser Sheni, whatever it may be. The money that went for the wine, that's Nischal. The Kedusha goes off the money on the wine. The money that went for the jug, the Kedusha does not go off the money onto the jug. Now for that very same reason, in the case of our Mishnah, if you're outside of Yerushalayim, and yes, you poured tevel wine into a jug, sealed it, and then declared it Maaser Sheni, but it's a place where normally wine is sold from open barrels, the barrel does not come along with the wine. Even in this case, the barrel is no shaychus to the wine. And the Kedusha of Maaser Sheni is not chal on the barrel. Another, however, zakt the Mishnah Vayter. Aval but. Let's go back to Yerushalayim now. If normally wine is sold in a bottle, whatever the price is for the wine, you can spend your Maaser Sheni money on it. Because you're buying the wine and the bottle comes along with the wine. It's bottled to the wine. In a place where wine does not come along with the bottle or the jug. When I say bottle, I mean whatever keli the wine comes along with. And you went and he gave you a price for wine and the jug. Obviously, part of that money went specifically for the jug. And then you have to figure out how much money that was and fix it and use that money for Maaser Sheni food. Aval bat, zakt the Mishnah Vayter, im ratze, if the seller, one who's selling the wine, wants to lehachmel atzmoy limkar b'mida, he wants to be medagdik the way he sells it. He doesn't say, well, I'm selling you this amount of barrels of wine for this amount of money. He's very specific. He says like this. I'm selling you ichveis, a loig of wine for dinner. I'm selling you a gallon of wine for a dollar, whatever it is. But he specifically ties the amount of money to the amount of wine. And that's what he's selling. Under those circumstances, even if he sold him wine in a closed barrel, yotze kan kan l'chulim. It never took on Kiddushas Maaser Sheni, because he specifically said that the money is not going for the jug. The money is going for the wine. Why did he give him the jug? Ich weiß, he gave him a gift. But you don't have to worry that some of your Maaser Sheni money went for the jug, and then you have to fix it afterwards. We're still not finished. Come to Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says like this. True, if you pour your wine, tevel wine, into a jug, you seal the jug and you declare it Maaser Sheni, so he said that the jug gets Kiddush of Maaser Sheni. But that's only if you said all the wine in this jug becomes Maaser Sheni. That's when the barrel comes along with it. But if you specifically said some of the wine, or not all of the wine in this jug is going to become Maaser Sheni, but a revi'ah should stay chulin, then it doesn't affect the jug at all. Kumt Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says as follows. Shimon Oimer. Afo Oimer L'chaver. Someone says to his friend, now we'll read from the girsa of the Bartanur. The Bartanur has this following girsa in the Mishnah. Afo Oimer L'chaver. Someone says to his friend, Yayin Zen, I'm selling you this wine. Chutz Mekan Kanim, with the exception of the barrel, what he means to say is, in this barrel of wine, I said the wine should be Maaser Sheni, but not all of it. A dafka said a revius of the wine here should not become Maaser Sheni. It should stay chum. And now I want to sell you that revius. And he says like this, this wine that I'm selling you, which is the chulin wine, has nothing to do with the jug. The jug is only for the Maaser Sheni wine. Despite that, the jug does not become Maaser Sheni. Yotze kankan l'chulin. Because this din, that if you pour tevel wine into a jug, seal it, and then you say, I want the wine in it to become Maaser Sheni. This that we said, that the kankan automatically becomes part of the Maaser Sheni, that's only if you designate all of the wine in the jug or barrel for Maaser Sheni. Being that he left over some of it that he does not declare as Maaser Sheni, even though he's kind of saying, well, I want to sell you the revius, and the Maaser Sheni stays in the barrel, it doesn't make a difference. The barrel will not automatically become a tuple to the wine. It will not take on the kedusha of Maaser Sheni. Just the wine, but not the barrel. So chazing over our Mishnah, it started with the Beis Shammai telling us that once you sealed your jugs, you can't take truma from one to the other, and if you want to, you're going to have to open the jugs and pour it all into the wine press. The Basil say you just have to open the jugs. Just like before you sealed it to start with. Because the jugs were open, it's called next to each other, you could take truma one from the other. Same as after you sealed it, you're going to have to pour it all back into the wine press. Say the Basil, just reopen it. Then you can take truma from one to the other. Then the Mishnah went on to discuss. Then we got back to the lachis of Maaser Sheni. And the Mishnah talks about an exception to the rule that we learned about in the previous Mishnah. And what did we learn about in the previous Mishnah? We said that if someone pours tevel wine into a jug, seals the jug and says, this is Maaser Sheni, that the jug also takes on kiddush of Maaser Sheni. So our Mishnah told us, that's not going to place where the normal thing was to sell wine in the containers. So Mamela, when you buy wine, the container is included. It's like bottled to the wine. It's like part of the wine. And therefore, the container takes on Kiddushas Maaser Sheni. But where normally wine is sold out of open barrels, you have to come with your own keli. And even in this case, when you pour tevel wine and seal it, and then you say it's Maaser Sheni, we do not say that the jug is included in that Maaser Sheni. And the Mishnah connects this with the halachis that we learned in regard to buying wine with Maaser Sheni money in Yerushalayim. There we learned, if a person buys a bottle of wine in Yerushalayim with Maaser Sheni money, if normally the bottles are sold with the wine, and again, when I say bottles, I mean jugs or barrels, but the point is you don't come with your own keli, so fine. The bottle becomes bottled to the wine. Like you bought a bottle, you bought wine that comes in a bottle. So the kedusha of the Maaser Sheni goes on to the bottle together with the wine. If it's a place where normally wine is not sold together with bottles, and you went and you bought wine with the bottle, and you bought it with Maaser Sheni money, you must have spent extra for the bottle. And that you can't do. So under those circumstances, the bottle is chulin. And as far as the money that you spent, you'll have to somehow give back the bottle, take back the money, or take that amount of money and use it to buy things that you can buy with Maaser Sheni. Then the Mishnah told us that the seller says very clear I'm selling you a loig of wine for two dinner. I'm selling you 5 ounces for a shekel, whatever it is. But he makes it very clear he's selling him wine. And he buys it with Maaser Sheni money. Here we say his money went only for wine, not for the jug. The jug is chulin. Ah, he gave it to him. So he gave it to him as a gift. And finally, the Mishnah concluded with the sheet of Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says this din, that if you pour tevel wine into a jug and you seal it, then you say it's Maaser Sheni. That the Kedusha of Maaser Sheni goes only on the jug. That's only if the entire wine in the jug was made into Maaser Sheni. But if he says, I'm leaving over a revias, that's chulin, and the rest of the jug is for Maaser Sheni, even though he says the rest of the jug is for Maaser Sheni, and that he's using the bottle for the Maaser Sheni, but we say no. The bottle does not become Maaser Sheni, because that's only if you take all of the wine that's inside and turn it into Maaser Sheni.